The NRA is suing Florida over its new gun restrictions, and now the state's gubernatorial candidates are weighing in. I'm Lynn Hatter. Shortly after Governor Rick Scott signed off on a 3-day mandatory waiting period and minimum age requirement for all gun purchases of 21, Florida Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis took to Fox News.
So, I mean, we wouldn't say that if you're 18 to 20, you don't have a Fourth Amendment right and police could search your house without a warrant. We wouldn't say that they could seize your property without just compensation and that the Fifth Amendment doesn't apply. So I think that was problematic.
DeSantis wouldn't say whether he would have signed the measure, but argued the increased purchase age goes a step too far. And that's something fellow Republican hopeful and State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam agrees with.
I'm not in the legislature, but because there are components in it that I continue to disagree with. And, you know, I want to create a safe learning environment, and the waiting period nor the age expansion does that.
Putnam also declined to say whether he would have approved the new law. Florida lawmakers rushed to respond to the Valentine's Day school shooting in Parkland, Florida. 17 people died. A similar number were injured. The new law comes with a $400 million price tag for increases in mental health and school safety. Yet while some, like DeSantis, argue it's a step too far, others, like Tallahassee Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum, say it's not enough. Here he is speaking on MSNBC.
You know what? If it's 21 to have a beer, what is so radical about it being 21 in order for you to access a gun?
Meanwhile, House Speaker Richard Corcoran, a possible Republican gubernatorial candidate, is defending his decision to vote in favor of the bill. Corcoran has received an A-plus rating from the NRA for the past several years, and he shakes off the lawsuit.
I don't think we'll lose the case. I think what we did was constitutional. It was extremely impactful, and it will go down. And in 5-10 years, people will talk completely differently about the bill we passed, including the NRA.
Meanwhile, Democratic gubernatorial candidate and former Congresswoman Gwen Graham called for a veto of the bill over language allowing districts to decide whether to allow non-classroom personnel to carry guns. Former Miami Beach mayor and fellow Democratic contender Phil Levine calls the new law a good first step, but he adds more needs to be done when it comes to banning assault weapons. And Orlando businessman Chris King says the measure is incomplete. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.